This is your morning routine.
Listen, respect my name.
Cap and J-Hood.
That's right. We bad.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app and on FM 100.3 HD2 and on ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Bring them out. Woo! Bring them out.
Welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000, and we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We got Chang, we got Jay Moore, we got you on a fabulous Friday with open phone lines for you. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our telephone number. Good morning, Twitch. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. That's how you can watch this show and all the shows here at ESPN Chicago. And Cap, we will have an unbelievable animal story which we got to tell you about coming up at 7:50. But first, we always say, after every show, let's see what else is out there when it comes to the NFL draft. What are they saying about the Bears? You know, the Bears don't even have the number one pick, but yet I think that people are just intrigued coast to coast on what the Bears are, what they could be. So Daniel Jeremiah from the NFL Network, he was quoted as saying, "Somebody told me don't sleep on Bijan Robinson with the Chicago Bears at number 9, the running back that will be available early in the first round. Don't sleep on Bijan Robinson." What's that mean?
Look, he's the most talented NFL-ready guy in the draft. That's a fact. He's an amazing prospect. Mm-hmm. And if Philadelphia 10 feels like, you know what, we replaced Miles Sanders with this guy, okay, have at it. Your window to win the Super Bowl is right now. The Bears taking a running back at 9? You want to see somebody commit mayhem, that'll be me. And I love that kid as a prospect. I went and pulled some tape from him yesterday that I found online. Yeah, he's awesome. Awesome. Now, all of a sudden, it's draft season, so he becomes a generational talent. Let's just slow down. He's a really, really good. He's probably going to be the offensive rookie of the year, wherever he goes. Mm-hmm. Great talent. I need guys that can play in the trenches. If they don't address offensive or defensive line, then stop telling me we're trying to build this thing up front because you're not utilizing the best possible guys up there.
Look, you know, you and I are locked up with this, but you're also the first one to tell everybody about the board. What about their board? What if Bijan Robinson is there at 9? If that's on their board, you got to go for it. This is why, again, and I've said this a million times, I always go with the need versus best on the board. If I've got to be able to fill an offensive defensive line, which the Bears need to, you've got to fill that up. It was so bad defensively that you've got to be able to get some guys on that defensive line. The same thing with the offensive line, because I want an iron gate in front of our quarterback, Justin Fields. He needs protection, Cap. If you want him to be the best he can be, give him protection and also give him weapons. And then if he can't get the job done, then they'll find another quarterback. But I believe that with time, he could be able to do that. But when we hear the reports of Bijan Robinson at running back, listen, I want to make sure it's very clear this morning. And again, you hear what you want to hear. I am not against the running back position. I still believe in today's NFL, as vertical as the NFL is, you still need to be able to have some semblance of a running game. You have to be able to do it. Do you do it as much as we did as kids? No. Where you get a guy that's running the football 50 times. No, you don't need that. But again, the running back position is flexible enough and versatile enough in which you can throw the football to the running back. He may be able to give you 3 to 5 yards there. You can still do it between the tackles. So the running back position is important, but not so important that it has to be the first pick in the draft for the Bears.
Correct. Now, again, I believe and always have and always will, BPA, best player available. But that doesn't mean just best talent, like Jalen Carter. Amazing talent. And again, I'm not armed with the intel that he's got from his security detail and his times having him there for 2 days. I don't know all those answers. From the surface, I wouldn't take that risk.
Cap, you're the first one that says best player available, and I get that. But what if it is Bijan Robinson? You will hit the roof, and you're going to do it in front of the general public at Soldier Field, because I won't be there to protect you, to just shield you away from that. You will hit the roof in front of everybody, embarrassing everybody.
What?
Yes, you will. There's no question. There's no question. You will hit the roof because you know you have no, you've got no governor.
Jay Moore, get that jingle, the little doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, whatever that thing is. The pick is in.
Yeah.
I need to hear that jingle, and I'll tell you what I'll do.
With the ninth pick in the NFL draft, the Chicago Bears select
Bijan Robinson, running back, University of Texas. Let's go to the VIP stage outside Gate O, where we bring Bears luminaries to have a little old me interview them. What in the hell is going on in that room?
I don't think you can do that now. I don't think
Ryan,
you
can.
No.
You better have just drafted Walter Payton Part 2, or we're going to have some speaks.
Okay. That you can't do that anymore.
Why?
Not in front of the general public. You can do it in here, in the friendly confines of the studio. At least I'm here to protect you.
One thing I am is honest. Okay. Catch me in trouble.
Okay, but you can't. That's not good. You can't do that. I just know what's going to happen. And I'll feel the same way as you. I'll just do it in here, though. I won't do it in the general public in front of, you know,
again,
partners. And
if you told me.
Management.
Right. You told me that they.
Get out!
Selected. Pick a name. Darnell Wright, University of Tennessee, offensive tackle.
That's fine.
Philadelphia is on the clock next. Wow, Bijan Robinson sliding. Nobody wants to take a running back in the top 15, top 20. We get to 26, and he's on the board, and Pohl says, yeah, we're trading up. We're going to get that kid right now. I got no problem with that. He's a wonderfully talented player, and I hear an awesome, awesome guy.
You say that now. You say that now, but you know that you need milk. Why get the comet? You don't need cleanser for the bathtub.
No.
You need milk today.
I made my pick at 9, and I traded back up from the second round to, you know, the last few in the first round, and I got that kid too. I'm cool. Mm-hmm. He's wonderfully talented. If you tell me at 9 you took a running back, sir, we're going to have issues.
They take Bijan Robinson. How the hell can you do? All right, get out, sir. Sir, you're going to have to leave. Get off of me! Stop it! How do you take a running back? And they usher you right out the door. Goodbye.
I thought Cap was at Gato. They just escorted him off the ground.
They just pushed him out the door. Cap!
Hoodie, no shot.
Hoodie, you can't believe. They kicked me out. Can you believe that? They took Robinson. You're a jackaloon.
That's the sound.
Yes. I'm just telling you.
What would you like me to do? Well, hey, welcome into Gate O here on YouTube. I'm David Kaplan, blah, blah, blah. This Bijan Robinson. What a great pick. I just think that's such a wonderful, gutsy choice.
Sure. That's what you,
no.
That's what you would have said at WGN.
Never. Got me in big trouble.
Okay.
Phone rang in the car one day. Yellow. I'm on my way to Wrigley. Yes, please hold for Mr. Fitzsimons.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Big,
he's the CEO.
Capital F and a capital S.
Yes.
Fitzsimons.
He's a great dude. And Cap, a little hard on us there last night. I said, Dennis, we're 24 games out. We're horrible. Yep. And it gives you credibility with your fan base. I can't argue with what you said. I didn't like hearing it. You're correct.
Yes.
They never micromanaged over there.
They said you were a little hard on the Bears. Or on the Cubs.
On the Cubs.
Yes, they've said that. It's like what Mrs. Cleaver said to Ward. A little hard on the Beaver last night.
Right.
312-332.
Nice Beaver.
ESPN 332-3776 is our phone number. You and I, there's nothing different about this show than we've had in the past over the last couple of months. You will say defense. I'll say offensive line. And I think I can agree on both. When you have an issue on both sides of the ball, you got to fill those spots.
I'm taking an offensive lineman if the right guy's there. I am.
Yeah.
Because I've got a guy named Justin Fields. I have to know at the end of next year, am I paying that dude? He'll be going into year 4. Or am I changing the room again?
All I know is that it's 2023, and as much as I support the running back, I just think that the Bears need a lot more. And again, if someone calls us this morning and says, no, I if the running back is there because David Montgomery's not there anymore, I'll take the running back. Okay, that you're right, too, but not at the first round of the draft, though. Not the first round of the draft. For me, we're still trying to figure out the puzzle for this offensive line. And the defense, again, we don't talk enough about it because it's always assumed, oh, the Bears' defense is going to be fine. It is not fine. It is not fine. It's at a point where I'm not sure it's going to be fine this upcoming season either.
Oh, I don't believe it will be.
I mean, I like the line. Look, I like the linebackers because you need some team speed to fit what Eberflus wants defensively. I get that. But you still got to get guys on the line. When you don't get to the quarterback in a Chicago Bears uniform, that's foreign to us.
Correct. And I don't think they will this year. They're horrible. Horrible. Against the run and again, pressure in the quarterback.
And again, that doesn't help Justin Fields either. I know he doesn't play that side of the ball, but again, when you when you're giving up yardage time and time again, getting gashed by running backs, you need to have a line to help.
There's audio from Daniel Jeremiah as well where he said yesterday, they're the worst at pressuring the quarterback. Worst. That means you're 32nd.
You watched it. You know it. You know how bad it was.
Horrible.
I know how bad it was.
Horrible. So, again, Daniel's really good. He might be the best of the bunch. Mel's great. McShay's great. Those are like three gurus for me. Mm-hmm. And I think they all have the Bears taking an offensive lineman.
Skoronski.
Skoronski.
Yeah, Peter Skoronski. And I, you know what? If that's the call, I have no problem with that. You're one to like want to have more picks, first round picks for the future. And mm-hmm. I say, if you could find your guy at nine, find your guy at nine. You have an opportunity. You got 10 picks. You might get more in this draft.
I guarantee you, he's trading in the later rounds. I'll give you my 4 for 2 5s, whatever it is.
Yeah,
he'll do something like that. If I'm him, and again, I'll never be in his seat. If I'm him and my phone rings and it's, what's Tennessee, Shay? 15? Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Or the Jets at 13. All right, we're getting this Aaron thing done. We need to protect him. We want Skoronski. We'll give you 13 and we'll give you a second round pick for doing it. Okay. And I could still get Paris Johnson, Broderick Jones mm-hmm. from Georgia, or Darnell Wright. One of those three is going to be there, and I'm getting another really high-level player. Yeah, I'm in.
I'm good. But I need the protection for Justin Fields. That's important to me. Or whoever the future quarterback is for the Bears. I'd imagine it's Fields, but for whoever's back there,
correct.
You need to be able to reimagine your offensive line for the future. You're trying to build this the right way? Build it the right way. Again, it is unusual for the Bears to look at the linebackers first and take care of that in free agency and then not take care of the defensive line.
I don't know if what was really, really there that was worth expending that much cap space. You got to build with fresh bodies up front.
You mean like DeMarcus Walker?
He's a guy.
He's not a guy. I'm going to need you to stop saying that.
He's a guy.
I need you to stop saying that because that's not true. He had more sacks than the whole defensive line for the Bears. Give him his flowers, for God's sakes. That's enough.
He's on his fourth team in 5 years.
But the Bears will straighten him out. He'll be fine.
Yeah, okay.
He's in a good system in a good place.
Keep telling yourself that. He's okay.
You don't think the Bears are a good place here in the home of the Bears? You don't think it's a good place?
Didn't say that.
Oh, well, then he's in a good place.
He's in a great place.
That's right.
He's a guy.
They're all guys, Cap. Last I checked.
Wow.
312-332-ESPN, 332-3776, our phone number. He's a guy, by the way, fits half this roster.
Yes, that's my point.
He's a guy fits half the roster as far as just a guy.
I had a hell of a night, man. So I'm in a feisty, let's go at it mood.
Yeah, water's wet. You like that every day. If you are...
You ever try and build a little mini scooter for your 2-year-old grandson?
Yes. If you are taking a skill player, is it Bijan or is it a wide receiver, running back or wide receiver, if you're taking a skill player? What would you prefer? 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Cap and J Hood, weekday mornings at 7.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitter at ESPN 1000. Cap and Jay Hood are back on ESPN Chicago, Chicago's Home for Sports.
It's the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000, and we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Still to come, an animal story that you got to hear coming up at 7:50 right here on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN 1000, as we talk to you about the Bears. Cap and I are asking you the question, if you are taking a skill player in this draft, is it a wide receiver or is it a running back? Bijan Robinson, according to Daniel Jeremiah, says, don't sleep on the Bears taking Bijan Robinson at 9. Is it a deal breaker? Yes, it is. Because I would prefer for the Bears to address their glaring needs. It's like a big red light on that offensive line and defensive line that you've got to get that straight. And by the way, even though you might make some moves, Cap, in the draft, or maybe some scrap heap guys in free agency, it's still not necessarily fixed. Not year one, not this year, but at least you're addressing it. I think that's important.
Yeah, if I'm at 9 and you tell me, hey, new rule, you can only take running back or wide receiver, I'm taking Bijan Robinson, but that's not the rule. I want to address offensive line or defensive line. Please.
Mm-hmm.
Please. Just go back through the Bears' past. When Jim Finks got here, he took Dennis Lick. He took Ted Albrecht. He took Jimbo Covert. He just kept throwing resources. And he built an amazing offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
And as Thayer said the other day, Tommy, he said, oh, yeah, Jimbo's got short arms. He can't play left tackle. He's in the Hall of Fame.
That's exactly right.
I hope not. Really?
He hopes that they don't take an offensive lineman, Tom Thayer.
I hope not.
Really?
Yeah. You know, to me, I'm not impressed. I don't think the Bears have good defensive line talent.
Okay.
And if this team is going to get any better, if they're going to start competing. Listen, my whole goal is to compete to win the division, get into the playoffs. And if you have some defensive line talent out there, some edge rushers, you better investigate that portion of your team. Because, you know, Chris Morgan is a good offensive line coach, and he can manipulate, move around talent to possibly get the best out of them that can complement what this offense needs. Do they need to get better? Do they need to run the ball better? Or do they need to give up less sacks? Yes, of course. But I don't. If you can't stop the run, you have no chance in this league.
So is there an? Is some of that because you don't like, and I think this is almost what you were going to say too, do you not love the O-line talent in the first round? Is there anybody?
No, I do.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I like Tennessee 1, Skoronski 2, and Paris Jr. 3. And just with, I should say, the young man, I was just saying schools.
Right.
When
yeah,
I said
Tennessee.
Yeah.
Tennessee.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's okay. They don't get names until they do something in the league.
Skoronski. Yurko loves his feet.
Tennessee.
They're incredible.
Northwestern, you know, and Ohio State.
You know what?
So the thoughts there from Tom Thayer on Carmen Yurko.
Yeah.
So he says defensive line, and you know what, Tom's right. If someone says offensive line like I do, I think I'm right too, because look at that depth chart. You need help. You got to get better for the future. You're going to build this the right way, build it on the lines.
Agreed.
Build it on the lines.
Agreed.
That's all.
Agreed. Look what the Eagles did. Best offensive line, best defensive line. They're in the Super Bowl.
I'm just very concerned that I won't be there to protect you on Thursday if they take Bijan Robinson at 9. And you got to sit down with Ryan Poles, too? Oh, God.
Ryan, I got to tell you, man. Really?
Oh, no.
A running back.
Don't think that's what the... I don't think that's
well,
your job.
Well, I'm not going to go, what are you, a dummy? I'm not going to say that. I'm just... Here's how it would start. Bears GM Ryan Poles joins us now here outside Gate O. Bears have made their first pick. Running back? Really?
Okay. I don't think that that's...
Why is that wrong?
Okay, I don't think you...
Oh, hey, Ryan, I love the pick. It's awesome. I don't feel that way.
No. Yeah, things have changed since you were a GM. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. James and Gurney on ESPN 1000. All right, James.
Good morning, boys. So, hey, real quick, you guys said earlier, this is all about Justin Fields and if he's a quarterback. But, you know, I hear a lot of things, too, man, a little dig. I heard Michael Fulmer could pitch. By the way, just a little shot. I hate La La. I'm not calling about the Cubs. I just hate Los Angeles with a passion. But guys, this is, I'm going to trust this
bad
regime until they give me a reason not to, and I will be seriously disappointed if they go with Bijan. But we're talking about offensive talent, but now we have a true WR1. That wide receiver room's got a couple dudes in there with Tonyan, so that should help Justin to start to trust these windows and get rid of that football a little quicker. So I'm just waiting for Thursday because I want to bang my head on a tree because of all these mock drafts. But let's just trust this regime until we don't have a reason to. I'd rather see offensive defensive line, but if this is the decision they make, we got to trust them until we're not able to. But honestly, guys, you both said it twice each already. This, what is next year about? It's about JF1. Is this the dude or not? Because we need to know. So let's just trust them until. But it's tough because we're so tattered from all these regimes before us. I wouldn't want to see Bijan. I mean, what if that kid turns out to be a Hall of Famer and we miss him? But still, I think the needs are so big up front on both sides of the ball that that's the direction we should go. But let's trust these guys until we shouldn't.
Thank you, James. And again, that's the price of poker, though, in that situation. When you are generally managing and presiding over a draft, there's going to be players that you're going to miss. It's a draft. Everyone has a shot at trying to get a quote-unquote generational talent. So if Bijan Robinson becomes a Hall of Famer, you tip your cap.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't need a running back at that spot. Good for him. But, you got to worry about your team. You can't just sit there and pace the floor and just say, oh, my God, what if I miss? What if I miss on a generational talent? What if I miss on a Hall of Famer? Like, you just got to take what's best for you. The fit that's for your team.
Correct.
You just can't be so agitated and so uncomfortable with the draft. It's like, oh, but what if I miss? You're going to miss. You're going to miss.
Vontae Mack, no matter what.
Yes, that's correct. Steve and Joliet on ESPN 1000. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how we doing today, boys?
What's up, Steve?
I just wanted to say that I agree with Cap 100%.
Put your seatbelt on, pal. Steve, put your seatbelt on.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
No problem.
I am with Cap and maybe with you, Jay Hood. At number 9, I do not, to quote the great John Yurkovich, running backs are a dime a dozen. Generation talent, fine. But if Broderick Jones or Paris Johnson are available, Gronsky, I think he fits better in as guard. But I want to know what you guys think about that. I also know that Jonah Williams wants to get out of Cincinnati, although I don't think we have the capital, nor do we want to spend it on him. I'll hang up and listen to you guys. Love the show.
Appreciate you.
Have you heard anything about that?
About getting who?
He's talking about a player.
Is he talking about T. Higgins? T. Higgins is not getting traded. They're trying to win a Super Bowl.
The Bengals.
And their GM came out and said, you need a number one receiver? Go find your own. He's not going anywhere.
I remember that quote, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, he's not available.
Melrose Park, here's Joey G on ESPN 1000 on Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Joey.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Hi, Joey. What's up, man?
Cappy, how you doing, pal?
All's good, kid.
Hoodie.
Dad?
You're not speaking to me?
No, we're fine.
Okay, I want to go to you, Cap. You always said the best player on the board at 9, the best athlete.
No, not best athlete, best player available. A lot goes into that determination.
Okay, so Bijan Robinson, 539 rushing attempts, 3,400 yards rushing, 6.3 average per carry with 33 touchdowns. Now, going back to attending to our offensive line, wouldn't Justin use Bijan if he's getting pressure to throw the screen? Because Bijan's got 60 yards rush receiving, 805 yards total, 13.4 yards per attempt.
I know,
and he's a beast.
I know, but don't you need protection for Justin Fields? Don't you want to get to the quarterback sometime in the next 5 years?
That'd be nice. I understand, Hoodie. I understand, pal. But if Justin's got the legs to get out of that pressure, and Bijan's his safety net. if it's a 2-yard gain or a 15-yard gain or a breakaway TD.
Yeah,
I mean, it's the point I'm saying. Nobody's going to agree with me. I want Bijan Robinson on the Bears. Cap, I know you don't like running back there in that pit. So whatever it is, I have 100% total confidence. When I watched the recap last night.
Yes, sir.
And that gentleman that made the statement was highly regarded in mock drafts.
Yeah, Daniel Jeremiah.
Right. So he was praising polls for that draft or that move he made.
The trade down, yeah, from 1 to 9.
The trade. So, like I said, I have nothing but confidence upstairs. Ryan Poles knows what he's doing. And again, I'm so happy with the change upstairs. I appreciate you taking my phone call. Cap, good luck with the new baby on the way.
Thank you.
Oh, you got a baby on the way.
I do.
Wow, that's outstanding. Good job.
Tell Mindy.
Good job. Good job. Is she hot?
Smoking.
We'll take more of your phone calls coming up. Do you take at the skill position a wide receiver or running back? Also, my friends, if you didn't know, well, we're here to tell you the NBA is out of control. Cap and Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7.
Here's today's headline with Cap and Jay Hood.
Here's Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, Chicago. Good news for the White Sox. Closer Liam Hendricks is cancer-free. He said in an Instagram post last night, there is no word on when he will return to the White Sox, who start a series in Tampa Bay tonight. You can hear it right here on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. And our coverage starts at 5 p.m. The Cubs lost last night after Michael Fulmer allowed 4 runs in the top of the ninth. It was a 2-2 tie. Cody Bellinger continued to swing a hot bat, hitting a 420-foot home run on 420. And the odds, by the way, were 4-2-0, plus 4-2-0 odds. The Cubs played the Dodgers today at Wrigley Field at 1:20. Mets ace Max Scherzer has been suspended 10 games for having sticky hands. He will appeal the suspension. Looks like he's not going to appeal it now, Cap. Looks like he's going to accept the 10-game suspension, Scherzer.
He's not appealing?
No, I don't think so.
Wow, he had said yesterday he was.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to appeal it now. 76ers over the Nets, 102-97. The Warriors over the Kings, 114-97. The Suns over the Clippers, 129-124. Jay Moore.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. They've beaten the traffic commute, so you don't have to. So take your time and get some good with Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN Chicago.
Cap and Jay Hood on a Friday morning with you here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. We hope that you have a great Friday and a great weekend. 312-332-3776 is our telephone number. We'll get back to your phone calls in a moment. But, Cap, along with watching the Cubs and Dodgers yesterday on Monitor One, I'm watching the NBA playoffs as well yesterday. And there's a couple of things that irk me. Like, you know I'm a basketball fan. You're a basketball fan, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I admit, you know how much I love the league. It's playoff time. It's go time. I just don't understand how Kawhi Leonard, by all measurements, a top 10 player in this generation, maybe top 5 for some, how this man decides to load manage in the middle of the playoffs. How does that work? Usually, and again, I know this is a different generation. But usually if you've got aches and pains, you play through it because you've got to show leadership. If you're Steve Ballmer, who needs a seatbelt at all times when he's watching the game, if you're him, you got to decide at the end of the season, okay, is this guy worth it? Why is he still on the team? Yeah, it's one thing that you go through the regular season, and the average NBA fan bitches about this all the time, about, man, I go to a game and I don't see the stars. They're load managing. They come to town and they don't play. How does Kawhi Leonard not play yesterday? Even if it's limited minutes, how does he not play? You load manage all the way throughout the regular season. Then you get to the postseason. Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm just going to get this sushi. I'll see y'all for game 4. What? How do you not play? It's the playoffs.
Is he definitely going to go in game 4?
You know what? I don't know. But that is a problem to you. That's irksome to me.
Right. But if he is not going to play in game 4, then obviously there must be more of an injury. If he's out there for game four, what he did last night is reprehensible.
Just, but whatever it is, Cap, he's got to be on the floor. Whatever it is. That if you're a, and again, there's very few Clippers fans. I've never taken a call from a Clipper fan. But just understand that if you're Steve Ballmer and you paid through the nose, new stadium coming up, you've got ownership in this team, and you're looking around and you're like, what in the hell is going on with Kawhi Leonard that he can't stay healthy? It's amazing. He was, if you remember when Toronto won the NBA championship, he was limping his way through that series to and just willing the Raptors to win that series, if you recall. Now, you know what? Peace out. I'm going to load manage in the middle of the playoffs.
Okay, so Lawrence Frank, who's their GM. Lawrence used to be a Northwestern assistant. Lawrence Frank says that Kawhi Leonard aggravated his knee injury at the end of game one and played through the injury in game two.
Uh-huh.
That's why they sat him for game three.
He must have a team of doctors. He must have Marcus Welby and everybody else around him that he travels with to make sure that he doesn't play. It's amazing. Then on top of that, the random wheel of justice in the National Basketball Association. So there are some that say what Draymond Green did, hey, man, you just can't stomp on the chest of a player like Sabonis. You can't do that. You can't stomp on him. So, and again, thank you, Kirk. And then so the whole thing of him stomping on the chest of Sabonis. Okay, fine. People said he shouldn't have been suspended for that. Well, wait a minute. No, he deserved to be suspended for it. But the reason why, according to Joe Dumars, the reason why is because, well, he's done things like this before. You know, he's been in entanglements. He's been in more entanglements than Jada Pinkett Smith. He's been in all these entanglements with players, right?
Right.
Okay, and so they pretty much said, because of your reputation, we're going to suspend you. Well, if it's about his reputation, he should have been suspended for 5 games.
Correct.
But it was just for 1 game, right?
Correct.
So last night, you saw the video of Joel Embiid kicking Claxton in the junk. You did see this, right?
I did.
As it was Embiid on the floor, laying prone on the floor, and he didn't like the idea of Claxton walking over him. That's one thing NBA players or basketball players don't like. If I'm on the ground and you walk over me, as if you're swinging your junk over me as you walk by, players don't like that. They don't like it. And we've seen this before. Was that Pippen and Ewing?
Pippen and Ewing.
People don't like that.
It's one of the famous highlights when Scottie dunked over Ewing and then stood over him and Ewing kicked him out of the way. Okay, so you pointed out that video to me this morning. Watch this. The NBA cited, as you just said, Draymond's history as part of the reasoning for his suspension. Career games played, Draymond Green, 905.
Yeah, and Joe Dumars says this, 15 seconds.
That's a possibility, yes. That's a possibility that it could have been differently. You know, we look at all each one of them when they come through, and we sit down and we pour through it. And, yeah, Adrian and I had that conversation earlier, and I said that. Like, it could be. It possibly could be for sure.
Yeah. Okay, that's a really non-answer. If it was a different player, different history, different outcome, does Draymond get suspended?
Okay. So Draymond's played 905 NBA games.
Yep.
Embiid's played 441.
Mm-hmm.
Less than half. Flagrant fouls. Draymond Green has 19 in his career. Embiid has 21.
It's funny how that works.
Right!
That's funny. But how is it that the friendly giant does not get a flagrant one or kicked out of the game? Same game, James Harden does a little Stockton nut shot to his defender, gets kicked out of the game.
You're out. Yes.
What? I mean, what?
And it wasn't even egregious. We watched it 10 times.
We've seen the little nutmeg before. Little guard gets underneath.
My neck in my back.
There you go. The sound of the NBA. Right there.
Right.
So, I mean, and he gets kicked out of the game? The random wheel of justice in this league. Adam Silver's a nice guy. And I can say it because I'm going to save space. Adam Silver's a nice guy, the commissioner. But he's probably more apt to run Disney than run the NBA.
There's rumor he may be going to do that.
I mean, seriously. Like, what is going on in this league? Just like, and again, if you are a fan, this is where the NHL fan has the upper hand. More times than not, you can see your stars that will come to your town. NBA, load management. And what can you do about it if you're the commissioner?
Hey, Shea.
It sucks.
Put this in your pipe and smoke it. Morgan Barron got 75 stitches and got back on the ice, and you're load managing Kawhi Leonard can't get out there in a playoff game.
Oh, I'm hurt. Oh, my.
You are exactly what I'm talking about. Nobody is saying Morgan Barron's not tough. We'll get to it in shot or no shot, but you just frustrated me.
No,
don't be frustrated. He's playing my sports better than yours.
He's playing troll is what he's doing.
It's silly. It's silly. The NHL fan that feels like you don't talk about me enough, Marsha, says, look at my guy.
Has nothing
my guy's
to do
tough.
With it.
Absolutely it does.
Does not.
Look at my sports tough, your sports soft.
If a basketball player got elbowed in the face and got 10 stitches in the locker room, he ain't coming back out to play. Morgan Barron says, let me set my beard on here. I got 75. I'm good.
And by the way, he shouldn't. An NBA player shouldn't have to come back after that.
Why?
Why should he?
Playoff game. You're fighting for your life.
No. No, not with 75 stitches. No. Absolutely not. You're more apt to bleed.
Morgan Barron's a beast.
Yeah, he's a beast. Yes.
Beast.
That's great.
No one's saying he's not. Yeah. Again, we will get to this in 15 minutes, Kaplan. Don't blow your load early here.
No, it's been blown. It's all over the screen here. 312-332 ESPN.
Oh, Lord.
Danny. Wow.
Danny what?
Do I have to dump that?
Yeah. Like,
my God.
You think I pushed the envelope? Wow.
Well, guys, we could do sports radio in homeroom like we are, or we could do it in the social studies like they do down the dial. Now, you have a choice. You want to go do the social studies sports where you can. Nice, quiet.
Wow.
Classroom, you want to do it there? Or you want to do it here? 312-332-3776, our phone number. I like homeroom, personally. I got an A's in that.
I always did well in homeroom.
Yeah. As we go to
Michael.
When we
walked out of homeroom to the next class, I had the issues.
Well, we had to learn.
Yeah.
Michael in Winfield on ESPN 1000. All right, Mike.
What up, boys? So, I've never been one to pick a running back in the first round, even if this kid is a beast. So if I'm at 9 and Jackson Smith and Jigba's there, I got to take him. If you trade with the Steelers, which would be sweet because we get another first round next year, then I got to go Quentin Johnston just because I feel like these guys can step in and be day one starters and be that safety net that one guy called in for Justin Fields, who is a young kid, and now you got another young receiver to go with DJ Moore and then Darnell Mooney. And Cap, you and I usually see eye to eye, but I think you are off your rocker if you think they're only going to win 5 games. I'd be willing to do some kind of a side wager here.
Well, I actually said they could get to 7 is what I said.
I think 7.5 is a good number, and I would take the over.
Good luck to you. With that defensive line, good luck.
Hey, watch. Just watch the draft. I think Ryan Poles is going to pull some guys out of the second, third round that are going to be, you know, look at Dominique Robinson.
I want you to be honest with me, Michael. What did you have 100%. Them pick before the season last year? Honest.
I took the over. Honest. I took the over. And you know what? If they don't pull some practice squad wide receiver off or, you know, have injuries, I think they could have got there. They got the wrong side of the stick.
They were never getting there.
That's
never,
awful.
Michael.
That's pretty
ever,
bad.
Ever.
If nothing. Because that's just awful.
Yeah.
If you watched the games and saw the lack of pass rush, it wasn't about practice squad players. So you're looking at the Chicago Bears like a fantasy football team. That's the problem. You're looking at your skill position guys and how many points can I get? How much money can I win at the end of the season? That's not what the NFL is. The NFL is quality players, difference-making players that are sustainable. For your roster, you're looking at wide receivers and running backs and hey, I know it's an offensive league, but it's about having a team, man, a team that can get to the playoffs on a regular basis. They were not equipped for that last year.
Agreed.
So don't make any excuses. They just weren't. And by the way, it was by design. So if you took the over, they took your money.
Yeah, they stole your money because they were never trying to win. They wanted to finish where they finished.
Crazy animal story next on Cap and Jay Hood.
Cap and Jay Hood are back.
And you know this, man.
Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago.
Woo! Captain Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Shot or no shot coming your way to 8 o'clock around the NFL at 8:18 right here on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000. Now it's time for an animal story.
Lions, tigers, and bears, oh my. Bears. What's going on today in the animal kingdom? Chimps throwing feces? Wild boars snacking on faces? Cougar on the loose?
Yes, sir.
Perhaps some horny mammals humping? Let's find out together. Animal Stories on Cap'n J-Hood on ESPN 1000.
Here's Shay Norling. Shay?
This might be a leap to call this an animal story. I'll let you guys be the judge. This happened in Warren, Michigan, Macomb County. Grocery clerk hit with frozen fish. Suspect charged.
Okay. So, was this on Fight Haven? Where did you find the story? Because I know that there's crazy videos of people fighting one another.
Yeah, Fight Haven. I didn't know anything about this. You turned me onto it. Oh, my God.
It's violent.
This is awful. This is from the Warren Weekly. It was in a local newspaper. According to a release from the office of Macomb County prosecuting attorney Peter Lucido, the incident happened at the Desi Fruit Market. The fish counter at the market reportedly closed at 7 p.m. because of the Ramadan holiday. According to the release, the fish clerk explained why they were closed to the suspect, who came to the counter after hours. The suspect became angry when he could not receive service and began to hit the clerk with a 4-pound frozen Hilsa fish, which is a type of herring.
Is it? Tell us about it, Cap. You're a herring guy?
I'm not a herring guy.
No?
No, and they sell it in a little jar?
Yes.
I'll bet Danny eats that stuff.
Yeah.
Ugh. Awful. Okay. Awful, awful.
So I guess the question has to be asked, so when was the last time you got hit by fish?
In Seattle.
Really? She hot?
Smoking.
Is that something that you like? You like to be hit by fish?
No, I was at the Pike Place Fish Market.
Uh-huh.
And they throw the salmon.
Yeah.
And the guy catches it. I think he has gloves with like little, what's the right, like tread on the glove.
Oh, yeah.
I got it. And I was standing there. It didn't like hit me flush. Kind of grazed me. So like,
oh, it's all right.
Yeah.
That's all right. So hit by, so frozen fish, that hurts. That's a weapon then, isn't it, Jay? You said frozen fish.
Well,
right?
If it's a smelt, it's not going to hurt.
It's a frozen fish. The county prosecutor released a statement. I never thought I'd have to say this, but if you assault someone with a fish in our county, you will be prosecuted. A frozen fish is dangerous if you use it to hit someone in the head.
Yes. I would imagine. So now that becomes a weapon. I mean, that's... Okay, so think about all the things that you could be hit by, Shay. Where's frozen fish on the list?
Wait,
here's Shay Norling. Shay?
I feel like I know the trap I'm being walked into.
I'm just asking the question. Why can't I ask questions on this show? Are you guys afraid of me?
Absolutely not.
I'm not going to. I feel like I'm being walked into a trap here.
Jay Moore, are these people afraid of me in here? Is that the
Absolutely
problem?
Absolutely not.
I don't understand why.
I love you, man. Lovable.
I'm just trying to ask a question. No one was just staring at me with drool. Just explain to me. Where is that rank as far as weapons are concerned to be hit by?
Toward the bottom of the list, I think.
Yeah, it's not deadly.
Really?
A 4-pound frozen fish.
I'm not going to kill you.
What?
You know
it's
what?
Frozen. If somebody hits you with a 4-pound brick, it might kill you.
All right. So Shay made a terrific ostrich. Fantastic. I mean, you talk about if this sports radio thing doesn't work out, definitely he's going to be a chef. because you paid top dollar for what he did
right,
yesterday.
We ate the ostrich yesterday with Black and Abdallah.
So because of that, since you seem to frequent these restaurants, I'm going to need you to go and find ourselves frozen fish, and I'm going to hit Cap with it and see if it's deadly.
I can go right back to where I got the ostrich. They had like whole European sea bass. Mm-hmm. I'll get a 4-pound European sea bass, and we'll beat Cap with it.
Get an American one?
See what he thinks. What's the difference? What is happening? It's not a car. It's this guy. Buy American.
It must be American. I believe a fish must be American if you're going to hit someone with it. Thank you, Rush.
Thank you very much for that.
I mean, what are you saying there? Yeah, so I think we should do that. Because we get these slap fests all the time, right? You see this online. People are slapping one another.
Yeah, I don't get that. It's a slap league now. It's a pro sport.
Yeah, so we should do that with fish. Let's do it, Shay.
It's a pro sport, slapping each other in the face. Like what we should do now that it's a professional sport.
Yes, we should slap each other with fish.
Not going to happen.
You say it's not going to. You make it seem like it's just like a minnow would hit you. If I hit you with a fish.
You can get the velocity onto the frozen fish.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd hold it like a baseball bat and you'd be done for.
4 pounds.
Absolutely.
Thing would slide right out of your hands. It would not be that difficult to evade.
Cap. Okay, it won't slip out of my hands. I already deal with that on a daily basis. It never slips out of my hand.
It's frozen. Wow.
As Cap work out, I wouldn't want to go against him because he probably could sling it. The 4 pound fish.
Yeah. But this is like
a sledgehammer.
What's that?
You realize that it being a fish it doesn't matter here. This is like the what's heavier, 4 pounds of bricks or 4 pounds of feathers. It's 4 pounds. You're getting hit in the face with a solid object that's 4 pounds.
You'd be done for. Coming up, shot or no shot in 2 minutes, right here on Chicago's Home for Sports.